If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Now the best of the Midwest, where on Thursdays we like to take you to some place in the Midwest that's not too far away, that maybe you've heard of, maybe you have not, we think you would enjoy. Chad Messbergen is here, Director of Events and Operations at the Tulip Time Festival. TulipTime.com is the website. Hi, Chad. Welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Where is the Tulip Time Festival?
Yeah, so we're here in Holland, Michigan, right on the lakeshore on the west side here. And yeah, we host every year for the last 96 years.
May 1st through the 10th. How far of a drive is it from downtown Chicago?
Yeah, you're looking at about 2.5 hours to 3 hours.
And how many folks do you get for this festival each year?
Yeah, it really can vary, but our most recent numbers that we get are roughly 600,000 people over the course of 10 days.
What's the population when 600,000 people aren't there?
30,000 here in Holland, Michigan.
So, you can
different.
You can handle it, though, right?
We absolutely can handle it, yes. I've been around for the last 4 years, and I have not seen a time where we couldn't handle that many people. We're excited to have them each year.
What do people do? How do they do Tulip Time? What's the activity?
For sure, yeah. So we plant tulips, which only bloom for about 3 weeks out of the year. So we usually have the bloom hit late April to early May, and that's why we host our festival in May. So people are really coming here for that. But on a little different side note is Holland was founded by Dutch immigrants back a couple hundred years ago. And we celebrate now tulip heritage and culture. So we have our Dutch dancers, wooden shoes, windmills. There's all that kind of underlying theme to Tulip Time each year.
You have the tulip show, but you also have a quilt show. There's food. I mean, it's not just the flowers then, it's the whole heritage of the people and the place.
Right. So yeah, we try to provide something for everybody. So we have tours that we do throughout the week. We have whether it's an hour and a half or a 7-hour tour, depending on what type of traveler you are. We have parades, which are always fantastic. We have one on our Thursday, May 7th, as well as Saturday, May 9th. We have concerts. Exhibits like our tulip show or the tulip immersion garden. So yeah, we try to have something for everyone.
But about the flowers, you plant, what did I see, 5 million of them?
Yeah, so Holland claims 5 million. So we have tulips in the city parks. We have a handful of city attractions that plant fields. We have local homes that they've replanted from the parks. And so we have beautification all over the city of Holland.
Is there an Instagram page place, though, like everybody knows to go here and you're standing amidst the flowers? Where is that? What is that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we curate something called the Tulip Immersion Garden, and that is raised tulip beds. They're about 3 feet off the ground. The tulips are at that height. The tulips come in from a greenhouse, so they're always right on time in peak bloom. And that was held at one of our local businesses that is able to host that, and that is 65,000 tulips that will be guaranteed to bloom. So that's a really great place to get all the best shots of your family, of you as an individual. It's just a really beautiful place to be.
Yeah. What's the lodging like? I guess a lot of our listeners could go up for the day and drive home, but if I'm going to stay, where do I stay?
Yeah, so we have three hotels here in within the city downtown. So we have a Marriott, our Hayworth Hotel, and the Tulip Hotel, as well as, I believe, 10 other hotels in the surrounding areas of Holland Greater, and then other cities around as well that host people. We are only 30 minutes from Grand Rapids, so we do see people that travel to Grand Rapids and visit the festival from there as well.
Why don't you give me a couple tips on places to eat? I suppose there's a place to get a beer there. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So we have a really fantastic brewery in town called Big Lake Brewery, and they curate a Tulip Time beer each year. So they put our poster competition winner, their artwork on the can, and it's always Dutch inspired. So it has a little hint of orange, and orange is not only the national color, but also the flavor of like a Dutch winter. So it is very Dutchy. So we definitely recommend that. It's a good place to get a burger and some fries as well.
So what would you recommend I do? It sounds like these tours would be a good idea. It's 10 days, but I could schedule a tour for one of those days. Is that how that works, Chad?
Yeah, so I always recommend for first-timers to start with a tour because during these tours, you kind of get the lay of the land. So we have a walking tour. We have a three-hour motor coach tour called the Holland Highlights Tour that brings you to one of the famous tulip gardens, Windmill Island Garden, where you can see a 65-year-old windmill that came to us from the Netherlands 65 years ago, as well as history of the city. And then we also have a seven-hour tour that brings you to two different gardens. They see Big Red, which is our famed lighthouse in the state park. It includes lunch as well as a costume guide. So they have the Dutch costume and the wooden shoes. Might even know a couple Dutch words.
I suppose I'm not going to do much at the beach, but you're right there on the lake. Any recommendations along those lines?
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people that travel maybe don't get to see the big lake. So they like to go out to state park and do hikes. It's usually around that time of year that it's a great time. So there's many trails along Lake Michigan that people can enjoy.
Is there one day I should be there? Like, but don't miss the parade or don't miss the something. What day is the big parade or the single event that's a focus for the event?
Yeah, so there's, I would say, a couple of signature events. We have the Artisan Market. So that is the first weekend of Tulip Time. So that's May 2 and 3. And that's about 275 vendors that will be there. So local artisans here to show off what they can do. We also have the parade. So that's, like I said, the Thursday parade, the Kinder parade. So that's all of our local schools. There's hundreds and hundreds of kids in Dutch costumes, as well as bands, floats, different fun entries. So that's our Thursday parade. And then the Saturday is the Volks parade, the People's parade. And that has a lot of different floats, bands as well, and other cool attractions that we get each year.
It's May 1st through the 10th throughout Holland, Michigan. Friends of mine went up there last year and took great pictures, had a great time, and how could you not? Chad Mesbergen is the Director of Events and Operations at Tulip Time Festival, tuliptime.com. It's easy to remember, tuliptime.com. Well, have a great season, Chad. Thanks for your time today.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.